So you may have a question about what to do when you get to 100 days. What's the point of doing a 100-day sober challenge, and what do you do afterwards? Good morning, this is Belle speaking. This is a podcast. This is a podcast about what do you do when. Ideally, here's what happens. I can tell you ideally what happens, and then I can tell you what really happens. Ideally, what happens is that after about 90 days sober, we tack on an extra 10 days for good measure, so 100 days, but approximately 90 days sober, you have enough distance from where you were before, and you know how hard it was to quit, which is an indication of stuff, because it's not that hard to quit corn on the cob, and it's not hard to quit reading Agatha Christie mysteries. It's hard to quit booze for a reason. And we get to 90 days or 100 days, and we've got some perspective. And so what has happened? We've figured out that it's possible to have fun without booze. It's possible to have a bad mood. It's possible to have a cold. It's possible to attend some celebratory event, graduation, wedding, funeral, being celebration of life. Some kind of event has happened in those 90 days, and you have lived through it. Ideally, what happens then is you get to about 95 days. You email me in some kind of panic. I say, you should consider what you'd like going forward. Would you like more of this, or would you like to go off and do some alcohol research? And if you'd like more of this, and this being sobriety with its positives and negatives, more positives than negatives, you'd like to see what comes next. You've tried drinking for years. What you haven't tried is a longer period of time sober, and so you'd like to go and do Team 180, which means to add 80 days to your 100. It takes you to about 6 months. Ideally, you would sign up for that about 5 days before your current challenge ends, because there is such a thing as post-goal letdown, and this happens for marathon runners. It happens for PhD thesis students. It's when you set a big goal, you get to the goal, you have no new goal, and then you come out the other side of the goal standing there saying, but now what do I do? My life is so empty, I have no meaning. When really the person who's in charge of you having meaning in your life is you, and if you don't have a new goal yet, there's something you can do about that. If you don't have meaning, you can get some. Here's how you get some. Make a new goal. Now, when I say ideally, I mean you get to 95 days-ish, and then you sign up for Team 180, and then you go off and you do another 80 days. In the non-ideal world, what happens is that people decide to drink on day 100, or 101, or 102.